Hello once again. It's good to be back doing another podcast. I know it's been a bit of a delay. Things have been pretty busy, but I'm thankful that I get to be back, and the Lord's laid another topic on my heart. This may be a short podcast, but I think it's very high yield, so to speak, and something we need to pay attention to. I'm going to be reading a couple of verses out of Galatians chapter 5, very well-known verse, right before he starts talking about the fruit of the Spirit and the fruit of the flesh. And kind of the main topic I want to talk about is sin, and especially those persistent sins. Hebrews describes it as the sin that so easily besets us, the thing that we continually fall into. You may even have a specific sin in mind that used to seem to trip up, or that seems to trip you up, and you're more prone to falling into, or more prone to having temptations toward. And I think this is an important topic because it can be difficult to sort of navigate how to avoid the sin. You know, as Christians, we are to walk in newness of life, and we are to be renewed daily and put off the old man and put on the new, which is great. And we can't do that aside from ourselves, or aside from Christ, rather. But it's so much easier said than done. And I think at times when it comes to a specific sin that we know we struggle with, we tend to hyper-focus on that sin and do everything we can just to avoid it. If the thing that kind of really trips you up is alcohol, you know, the big focus is, well, you know, I'm just going to deny alcohol to myself. I'm just going to deny it. No matter how much I crave it, I'm not going to give in and drink the alcohol, or pornography or lust. You know, I'm just going to deny myself. I'm going to, just not allow myself to do that, which is great. But at the same time, we eventually fall with that mindset. So in terms of avoiding these sins, this is where I want to turn to Galatians 5, specifically verse 16. Again, this is such a well-known verse where he says, "This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh." Verse 17, "For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would." Then he gets into the fruits of the flesh, and then the fruits of the Spirit. Now, the part I really want to focus on is verse 16. He says, "Walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh." Now, if you remember what I just described of how we often sort of go about these sins that so easily beset us, we're so hyper-focused on the sin and doing everything we can to avoid it and to stay away from it and to avoid triggers, so to speak. Whereas here, Paul says, no, walk in the Spirit, and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So I think we need to have a bit of a focus shifter here when it comes to sins that we easily fall into, where our focus should not be on doing everything we can to deny that for ourselves, to deny our flesh, which we need to, but our main focus needs to be walk in the Spirit. If I'm daily striving to walk in the Spirit of God, daily striving to be in the Word of God, daily striving, walking in terms of the Spirit, in step with the Spirit, in obedience and in prayer, I'm not going to fulfill the lusts of the flesh. And this is where our focus needs to be. Rather than doing everything we can to deny ourselves this sin, we need to do everything we can to walk in the Spirit, and our focus changes. This is where in John chapter 3, he says, "He must increase and I must decrease." This is what happens the more we spend time with him, the more we walk in the Spirit. It's that saying, the things of this world will go strangely dim. And that's what happens when we walk in the Spirit, not when we strive to do everything we can to avoid the sin that so easily besets us. And I think this is important. We need to shift our frame of mind to that, to this Galatians 5:16. And I think we'll have more success in leaning on the Holy Spirit rather than leaning on ourselves. Because in a way, when we just try to go about it in terms of denying ourselves the sin and just avoiding it as best we can, in a way, we're relying on ourselves. At least that's how I view it. you know, I'm going to do everything in my power to avoid that sin. And Satan's way too crafty. Our flesh is way too strong. You know, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. We are way too weak, or at least I'll speak for myself. I am way too weak for that mindset. So my focus must be walking in the spirit. I have to let the spirit consume me, and then I will not fulfill the lust of the flesh if my dominant thoughts and motives are the spirit. And so I think this is a very important way of thinking. If the way we need to structure our mindset is that's our first focus. You know, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And when it comes to sin, you know, we all do, we do struggle with sin. And I think I want to encourage you, if there is sin you're struggling with, you know, we all struggle. But the important thing is, where's your heart? The important thing is, are you repentant? Are you having that conviction? Is there a desire to repent? Is there a desire to turn from those things? And if there is, that is a wonderful thing from the Holy Spirit. If there was no remorse or really not much of a care in the world or a care in your heart about it, then I'd be concerned for you. But this is just an important way we need to be thinking. And, you know, later on in chapter 5 and even chapter 6, he says, Paul says some beautiful, profound things. Chapter 5, verse 24 and chapter 6, verse 14, they have some very similar tones here. So Galatians 5:24, he says, right after talking about the fruits of the Spirit, he says, and they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. And then Galatians 6:14, he says, but God forbid that I should glory, or God forbid that I should boast, except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. And there's that connection. So the cross is the foundation of our salvation. The cross is what separates us from the world. We have to come to that understanding, and this only comes the more we walk in the Spirit, that us and the world are completely separate, and that we have been crucified. When we come to Christ, our flesh, our fleshly nature, has been positionally, not indefinitely, this is positionally crucified with Christ. And I say that because we can still fall into these sins, but our flesh has been crucified with Christ, and he's saying, through the cross, we're crucified to sin, and sin unto us, meaning it's dead to us, and we are dead to sin. Romans 6 says a very similar thing. He says, just as Christ died once unto sin, consider yourselves also dead unto sin. And just as he resurrected unto God, consider yourselves resurrected unto God, a newness of life. And so this is another part of the mindset that we need to have, understanding that our flesh is been crucified. Our flesh is dead. You know, if we're struggling with sin, it's only because we're allowing it to be there. And so we need to have that frame of mind, and we need to be daily walking in the Spirit. And I say we a lot, but I'm, you know, really talking to myself. I need to be walking daily in the Spirit so as to not fulfill the lust of the flesh. I desire to have that communion with the Holy Spirit. And so I just want to encourage you with this. Don't give up. Don't give up the fight. Keep fighting the good fight as is written, and lay aside every weight and the sin that so easily besets us, and let's daily strive to walk in the Spirit.